Thank you so much. I want to share with you that this is so appropriate at Thanksgiving and family time for me, because my grandmother on my father's side is from the Chickasaw tribe, and not enough to get a casino, darn it. But there is that part of me that resonates with the drums and the whole sound of that and the reminder of our connection and oneness to the earth. So you're amazing, and you show it. Thank you. So good morning again, beloveds. Today, an energy for good is evident in all we say, think, and do. For God is in this very room. And the God of you is amazing, whether you know it or not, whether you display it fully or not. In 4 days, we celebrate Thanksgiving, a day that is sure to be filled with whatever tradition that each of us choose to enjoy. My tradition the past 4 years has been traveling to my family in Atlanta, Georgia. I call it the big house because it's a large home. She's very generous. She's very gracious. She would love nothing more than to have all of us live under one roof. It has 6 en suites, has a large pool, outdoor kitchen. Why am I here? It's always nice to have something to go to on the horizon. So I go next week, and it's a time that I really cherish. I'm so excited to add a new layer of memories to those I have. And the newest layer, we have 2 new layers. The newest layer evident in this world right now, walking and talking, is my dear James, who has consented to be in the mix of all of my family. Pray for him, will you? And the other newest member is yet to be born, but is due in December. It's a boy. So the family is growing, and there's so much to be grateful for. We've had a lot of loss in our family, of family members this last few years, and so it's nice to bring some newness and some awareness of gratitude for the goodness that is all around us and coming into our experience. Well, my family is amazing. I use that word because it's part of my title, and it's kind of an overused word in lots of ways, but they're amazing. And while I'm there, I have a great opportunity to reconnect, catch up with not only my family, but some of our extended, some of our friends. And it's quite a mix. It's quite a mix. And there's lots of drama. And where's Ed Booth? Is he here today? I taught his daughter the word conflama. Only there's not the conflict of the conflama drama combo, but there's drama. And it's all good. And I always toast at Thanksgiving dinner. I create a new toast, but I always include this year's dysfunction as part of the toast. Well, it's about dis, meaning this, function. And part of it's the game we play, name that dysfunction. So I'll say, wait, which one am I doing now, family? And they'll say, oh, you're trying to control me. Good one, good one. So we do those kinds of games. Okay. There's room. There's lots of room. There's a sign-up sheet out in the foyer. The next big thing is the food. There's lots of really good food. Lots and lots and lots of food. And this year I'm providing one of the items. It's just a dessert. And I think of family and food and all of those friends, and there's something I've come up with, and it's the combination of family, friends, and food. The Thanksgiving trilogy. Or the triune nature of Thanksgiving. And so let us take a moment to remind ourselves of Thanksgiving and the opportunity that it gives us to live in gratitude for all that we have, for all that we have. My parents taught me the manners of life, which includes gratitude. Thank you notes, shaking of someone's hand, a courteous pat on the back. How many of you have received a pat from me? I do that a lot. I go by you. They taught me a safe way to connect. To look at a person in the eye when you talk to them. And I opened the door for a woman and a man. Some guys are a little surprised by that, but oh well, I can't help myself. It's my manners, what I do. I also carry, I hope it's still here. Let's see, where is it? Where is it? Oh, here it is. One of these. I was taught to carry one. I don't often use it for what it's normally used for, I guess, but I often hand it out to someone who might have a sniffle or need to tidy up something. And I'll say, no, you keep that. Well, no, but my gesture is to, I buy them by the dozen with the intention of giving them out. And part of it is people have told me, oh, you know, when I wash that, I think of you. And I say, well, good, you keep it, because you may need that. It's just a gesture. It's a gesture that I've learned to keep for myself. I like manners. I believe that when we give something out like that, that it's given as a loving gesture from me. And I feel good when I do it. And I believe they feel good when they receive it. You know, an attitude of gratitude is, as they say, most salutary. A gracious manner. I have a southern lady friend, I'm already talking that way, excuse me, who exampled the graciousness for me many, many, many years ago. When given a compliment, she in her southern drawl replies, "How kind of you to notice," or "Thank you for noticing." Now, she didn't say, oh, not for me. She doesn't deny herself the compliment, nor the giver the opportunity to give it. How kind of you to notice. She honors the moment in gratitude for everybody involved. And you know what? It's a lovely feeling, isn't it? It's a lovely feeling. She was amazing and showed it. She showed herself off in a loving, kind gesture. So I have a call and response for all of us this morning along those lines. And I have three statements, and after each one, I invite you to reply with, "How kind of you to notice." It is a gift to be in your presence. You are amazing. And you are showing it. Thank you. How'd that feel? What do you feel after that? What is the feeling that you have? I feel love in the room right now in a greater way. I feel a greater love. Because what I know about life and love is it's filled with such bounty, the bounty of spirit, which may appear burdensome from time to time this life, but today, in the midst of anything else, I remind us to be grateful. To turn away from the appearance of less to an attitude of the truth, that with God all is provided and is possible through our ability to be in gratitude for it as already given. I remind myself to breathe into my physical aliveness every day, blessing the awareness of being alive. Are you glad you're alive every morning? Yes. Do you say, thank you, God, it's morning? Or the other? Oh, God, it's morning. Now, there are times I wish there were a little more night. But I'm reminded to be grateful that I'm breathing and I've seen the new day. Gratitude for me is vital to the spiritual evolution of each one of us. Because it lifts us, it moves us, it takes us to a place of livingness when we're in gratitude. In The Science of Mind, the author, Ernest Holmes, wrote, and I quote, "In everything give thanks. An attitude of gratitude is most salutary and bespeaks the realization that we are now in heaven. How we love to do for those who cooperate with and are grateful for our small endeavors. How we love to do for those who cooperate with and are grateful for our small endeavors. Gratitude is one of the chief graces of human existence and is crowned in heaven with a consciousness of unity." So gratitude is a unifying factor of our spiritual evolution. And for me, gratitude is the starting point of our amazing self showing itself. Each of us is cause to and for the inner spirit to create. And it creates out of itself, out of its ability to limitless potentiality. Why? Why? Because life is never stagnant. Life is never stagnant. One of my favorite reminders, and I have it on my desk at home. You and I were created to create. Mine says, I am created to create. Out of the same stuff, the God stuff, as all we see, feel, and experience. What I also know is that we are of a spirit which knows only itself. It is conscious at all times and cannot create until it is conscious of something. And this something is ourselves becoming more aware of what that is within us. So why do we hide that? Why don't we show it off? Why aren't we a little more enlivened to be creative and gratitude for who we are right now? What's good about you? You don't have to say it out loud. Think about that. What is good? What is the best good that you know about yourself? There's more. No matter what that is, there's more. That good that you know for yourself now is not bad. It's an awareness. There's no measure of right or wrong, more or less. It's all awareness. So I'm always grateful for more awareness that comes into my life, no matter what it is. Sometimes it takes a moment to move to the gratitude. Anybody else? Amen. Maybe 2 moments. Maybe more a piece of pie or something. I don't know. But I consciously remind myself to stay in gratitude. The science of mind teaching is a science of order and principle. Spiritual principles merged with scientific principles. And so whatever is invoked into the spiritual principles by means of our awareness of whatever we believe and feel sets into motion the pattern of experiences we call our lives. Science of mind calls this volition. The power to act independently. The power of conscious choice. Are you acting independently? Or are you believing what someone else tells you you are? Maybe. If it sounds good to me, I say, yeah, okay. 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 So where do you believe and live from? Do you live from that place of conscious choice? From gratitude? Or some other place? Just awareness. Those are questions for awareness. No judgment. Where do you live from? This center for me is a reminder of living in gratitude. Look around you. See the face of God. Go ahead. Don't just look at me. Of course I am, but you are too. Do you feel love? What do you feel? Do you see the face of God and other people? Do you look into their eyes and really get a sense of connectedness? I love this place. I love being at the front door and at this door. And I just love being out and about. And hey, look who's here. Hey, Reverend Christine's here. You know, people that we're connected with forever because we have connected whenever. There's a sense of connectedness in this center. It's almost 35 years. There's a party planned. Oops. There's a party planned. So feel the connection. Feel the connection. Be in gratitude. Be in gratitude. Because you are amazing. So the more we focus our attention and our intentions toward gratitude, I know that as we see the goodness in this life more often, the more wonder-filled life shows up for us. So why not focus on the wonderful? Why not? I know what is known here is seen out there. And what is felt here is felt out in the realm of influence. You feel here, I believe, when you walk in the door. And so we get to learn, move this up to here and connect the two through an inspiration morning. So what I know about gratitude and the depth of it is that the deepest forms of gratitude can arise when we release the oldness. Release the old stuff and be grateful you've released it. And welcome a greater truth for ourselves. Now, that greater truth already exists. It was in the music this morning. We come from all of this. And so to welcome all of this and feel a sense of unity and connection with all of it is a reminder that we are living in truth all the time and that we are amazing spirits all the time, expressing the love that we are, showing up and showing off in the light of the divine. Dare I say you're a bunch of show-offs this morning. And that's good. And that's good. Thank you. Oh. Me too. The affirmation today, the spirit of life is showing itself in grand and abundant nature. And if you have any doubt, out of this room, step out into nature. It is magnificent. The last few days, the colors, the fragrance, all of that. I love fall. Oscar Wilde wrote, "Be yourself. Everybody else is taken." So why not? You are. And we are the gift that keeps on giving. You are amazing. And you are, my dears, showing it today. How kind of you to notice. Namaste. So it is.